from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, we've got a rather interesting bit of research that Nigel has found, and it's called Movement or Moment, and it's a pulse survey on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. And it's quizzed leaders and employees from a variety of organisations around the world, and it's been put together by GP Strategies. Now, Nigel, you've had your nose in this one. Tell us a bit about it.
I have, Martin. It's literally just come out, so we're, as usual, right on the button. What I liked about it is that it's quite a big survey, about 960 companies, but they've looked at the difference between the leaders of those organisations, their reaction, and the staff. And unsurprisingly, there's a pretty sizable gap between what the leaders think and what the staff understand the leaders think, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
But I love the title. And the title is basically, is this just a moment? This focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Is it just a big furore because of things that have happened, particularly in the US, but now global? Or can it be turned into a movement, i.e. to instigate permanent change? And that is the aim of the report, is to help people move from moment to movement, if that's not too complicated a phrase. And what's interesting is that about 51% of leaders report that their organizations do have the right kind of policies in place, but only 36% of their employees agree. So there's this big, nearly 15, 18% gap of employees who don't agree that there is anything there. And yet, in spite of these policies in place, there's at least 14% of those employees who think their organization hasn't done anything in response. But only 9% also think that the company has taken any kind of action. So there are some agendas running here, so that even if policies are in place, not everyone thinks that those policies are leading to good action. And therefore, there's a sort of roadmap for moving forward. And the roadmap is based around a 7-point strategy or 7-point plan. And those 7 points are, I think, are interesting. The first one is about authentically care. Basically saying, if you've just got a policy and you don't really, nothing actually happens, you're wasting your time. This has to be authentic. It's about leaders who are authentic and staff actually resonate those values and behave in that way. The second is there's a process of education inside organizations. So both formal and informal ways of raising awareness and taking action. The third is about reflect. Look at what's actually going on in your organization. Talk to people, talk to diverse groups of people, and reflect on what you've found and take action if what you've found is really not good enough. Then it's about engaging outside your comfort zone, sharing power and influence, challenge your senior leaders, and acknowledge mistakes have been made or mistakes are being made. Then address them. And if you go around that circle of caring, educating, reflecting, engaging, sharing, challenging, and addressing mistakes, there's the chance that you'll be able to kind of raise the water line in your organization and turn it into something more substantial and more longer lasting than just a moment in time. And I think that's a very important point that they're making. And it really indicates that even though there's a lot of talk, there's not a lot of action or not enough action on the ground for organizations. And I think everybody, it's only a 12-page report. It's not exactly going to take you a week to digest it. I think every organization should download it. And it's available on the GP Strategies website. Should take it, look at it, and see how they... basically measure up to the standards and the implications of this report. So it's, to me, it's a good piece of work. And it apparently was the first piece of work that came out of a new group that they set up in the organization to reflect diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. And they decided to take a survey. What are other organizations doing? And what they found was resonating enough and slightly alarming enough for them to put this report together. So good GP strategies, well done, and good work, I think. What about you, Martin?
The only one other question I had about it, and thank you for your analysis of it, Nigel, was this: these really big issues that don't go away. You know, this diversity, equity, inclusion. This is not a new set of challenges for organisations or for societies. And a lot of these big issues are all about systemic change. And I think that would be my only other question to you around this, is that it's systemic, isn't it? It's actually, it is about what individual action and accountability and responsibility. But ultimately, an organisation as a whole is a system, and it is, its actions are manifest through the system. So that has to be tackled. And that's not an overnight change, but it has to be tackled. So it looks to me like, say, GP strategies creating, you know, a group of people that are going to really make this happen, or, you know, look into how it can change. I mean, that still has to be supported by leadership that is going to make it happen, is going to communicate it, demonstrate it, and be held accountable by it.
And some of those decisions they take will be difficult. They will upset some people in the organisation, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't do them. There's a great quote on page 9, which I'll just read you. It's not a very long quote. So while enduring change takes time, organisations can seize the opportunity in front of them to open up dialogue, educate and support their leaders and employees. They should encourage leaders to look at more systemic approaches to address diversity, inclusion and equity with the goal of more change. And above all, they must lead with compassion and understanding. Start with the heart. Yeah. That sums it up for me. Yeah. I think it is. This is a moment, an opportunity. You seize it now, but you focus on systemic change and you may get somewhere. But as you say, it's step by step by step. And there's a quote somewhere from the amazing High Court judge, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she said, real change, enduring change happens one step at a time. Wise and true. And that's a kind of message running all the way through. Yeah. There is a big furore at the moment, but if you want to turn that into change, it's systematic and systemic. You're quite right. Good, Martin. Great. Yeah, thank you.
Good discussion, and that's our challenge for all of us, isn't it? I think those changes and those steps, what are we all doing to help see that change happen? So really good. Thank you for highlighting that, Nigel.
Perfectly happy to do that, Martin. And that was a good conversation. Please, people, just download the report and read it. It's well worth it. From scratch.